And we thought we'd talk about this issue and the issue of digital detox that we discussed last segment with our sports psychologist. Let's welcome him to the program, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, who teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and who has authored over 4,000 books. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Oh, gosh.
Gotta have that coffee.
Oh, my goodness. I wish that tasted in my mouth. Okay, good morning, Craig. Good morning, G.
Good morning, Dr. Maxwell. Two fascinating topics to discuss. We could let you pick. Do you want to start with the...
You know, they really are fascinating topics, and I'm certainly glad that you brought them up in your shoe this morning.
In our shoe?
The thing is that the technology is a very seductive tool, but it distracts us from our lives. Our brains were not, they did not evolve with this sort of technology. Mm-hmm. So when you introduce this kind of technology to the brain can't handle it, and that's why we start becoming addicted to it. Mm-hmm. Addiction is a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. A horrible thing. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you are always on your phone apping around with your Twitter. you know, it doesn't matter what kind of apps you're sitting there at the dinner table with, whether it's Grindr or Scruff or Growler or Bender or Hornet.
Are you familiar with these?
It's a real problem. Don't look them up. It's a real problem if you're doing it at the dinner table. So you need to put that phone away.
Need to do what?
You need to put that phone away.
Need to put that phone.
What?
What?
You said something and it sounded weird.
What?
I recommend you put the phone on vibrate and stick it in your front pocket.
Okay.
But and it doesn't matter if it's ringing off the hook. You leave it right there. You just leave it there until you can't stand it anymore.
But you're still getting notifications.
But you're not looking at it. You're experiencing it in a different way. And about abusive relationships.
Yes.
Abusive relationships.
Yes. That's what I said. I didn't need you to repeat me.
Sorry.
I actually did need George to clarify
I've written
that.
A book about abusive relationships and how hard it is to leave them. A lot of people don't appreciate how hard it is to leave an abusive relationship.
This is almost a different language.
And I've written one. This is called Why I Can't Let Him Go. Jerry Jones on Tony Romo. When you're just trapped in something and you keep getting disappointed and you keep getting hurt time and time again, but you just can't cut ties. It really is a heartbreaking novel. Mm. It's a novel.
Oh, it's a novel.
Here's one. This is called Cut Ray Rice Some Slack by Floyd Mayweather and Pac-Man Jones. Sort of a different take on the whole thing.
That's a very controversial title.
It is very controversial.
Not going to be a bestseller.
I don't agree with everything that's said in this book. I want you to know that. I'm just the publisher. Do not shoot the messenger. Do not shoot the messenger.
You are in awe.
And then we also have this book. This is actually issued by Jerry Jones' defense team. Supposedly written by Jerry Jones as told to his defense team. It's called I May Have Honked, But I Didn't Dipstick It by Jerry Jones.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what. I haven't read it. I don't know what's in it or what he's talking about.
Title a book like that.
Not sure that's going to help.
I have no idea what it's about. Okay? And this one promises to be a blockbuster. A blockbuster. This is called All the Things I Didn't See, A Tell-All by Roosevelt. So sounds like it's some sort of a noom de plume or something there. I don't know what that is, but it's an amazing book with crude illustrations by Michael Irvin.
Didn't know he did that.
Here's another book by Roosevelt called My Boss, He Got Jerry Joan Money, But Now She Bout to Have Jerry Joan Money.
It must have been written in the last day.
And then everyone loves a good photo book.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's what they all say. Mm-hmm. Here's a photo book called My $76,000 Home Furnishing Destruction Spree by Jean Jones.
Oh, man. I don't know why she would publish that.
Taken on the night of the picture release.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then here's one called What's the Big Deal? My Life and Tone Deafness by Roger Goodell.
Oh, interesting. What's the big deal?
Interesting. That's,
again, that's probably not going to help him.
And then this one, hot off the presses. We're just getting this in right now. It is confirmed. The book is out. It's called That's the Way the Legal System Go, a new book by Ron Washington.
Oh, wow.
Take a look at that one and tell me what you think.
Could be explosive.
So long, users.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, okay, wait, Craig.
I had one question for you. I just want to know, are you really thrilled about Michael Sam being in town?
And really haven't thought about it. Maybe they not really not that into football. So
he's not a football fan. Why does he care?
He's an openly gay player, and I thought that you would be incredibly attracted to that, and that perhaps you would want to, date him.
I'm that gay bitch.
Every time you insult him, he screams and leaves the studio.
That was the loudest scream
yet. My ears are bleeding.